Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Diva of Dual Weekly Podcast. Glad you're joining us. This is Anna filling in for Carrie tonight. I'm at Kazi Hooch on Twitter. And we have Marianne.
Hello, everyone.
And she's at Mama
at Mama Hooch. Yeah.
And we have Rose Breyer, who's at Rose, who's our special guest and technical expert for the evening. She has valiantly come in to save us from some Blog Talk technical issues. So we thank her and bow to her her help here. We really appreciate it. And you can find her at I'm sorry. Go ahead. There's Rose.
Hi.
There you go. Okay. Sorry, I talked to her. And you can find her at Rose O. The Breyer. And also, what's your other account at
DD2.0?
Okay. So we also want to go ahead and pimp at Bob Hapka and at Amy Hapka because they're awesome. And at Kian Fans, for as long as Kian is on the Days of Our Lives, take me in. And also might as well pimp at Lauren Coslow and at Kilt Trip USA, at Teo Pengler. And anyone else we want to pimp right now who we can think of? No?
Not that I can think of.
So anyway, okay, so we may have some special guests joining us throughout the show tonight, so we'll see how that goes. Carrie is at a high school reunion, so I'm sure she'll have some interesting stories if she's able to call in. Hopefully she's having so much fun that she won't be even thinking about us tonight. But anyway, okay, so this week, having a fair mix of BS and some good stuff, I guess, overall. I don't know. What did you guys think overall? How would you rate it?
Good days and bad days.
Yeah.
good stuff and bad stuff. The Gammy stuff was good.
Yeah.
I thought.
Yeah.
James and Allie, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I always, when it comes back to it, they always make me remind me why I liked E-Jammy in the first place before they messed with them and messed them up. That almost kiss, I know the E-Jammy fans were probably going crazy with that. The almost. I thought they did that very well. And then the hug and Lucas coming in his all macho.
Yes.
Yeah, like, and I just love him standing there, and, like, EJ is towering, like, 6 feet above him, and he's saying, and you better not, or you're going to have to answer to me. And, like, EJ's there, like,
no.
Yeah, like, what
EJ's
are you going
like, really?
To do to me, Lucas? Like, really? It was almost that smirk that James could, like, really?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. Yeah, that was good.
I don't know. I kind of had a flashback to, like, the old, like, the Lumi EJ stuff from, like, 2006, 2007-ish or so.
Yeah, so
even
did
in
I.
2008.
Yeah.
It really was a flashback because, you know, Lucas was being petulant and EJ was being snarky and, you know, it just, I don't know, it was, and Sammy was conflicted, you know, so it was just so funny.
Really, she is. Now, come on. She's making out with Lucas just right before that, then almost kisses EJ and probably almost was going to go to bed with him again. But something, I love the part where she said, they got that close, and she pulled away and she says, we can't do this, we're doing it again, you know, so like, you know, get away from me. But I thought that was, yeah, and then Lucas comes in again, and what happens as soon as EJ leaves, she's all over Lucas, you know, and they're just like, come on, Sammy, make up your mind, please, pick one.
Honestly, I think she's got a good gig. I don't know if I think I'd stay in Decisive.
Yeah,
forever.
I guess so. Really, she's doing all right.
It's
yeah,
kind of
but
a win-win.
She got rid of the bad ones. She got. I don't
exactly.
see anything more with them. Yeah, she got rid of the. What? You know. And now, speaking of him, who do you think found the glove behind the painting?
Yeah.
Gotta be Rafe.
Well, the big old tape on the side, because the stupid person who wanted him to find it, like put this big tape
Who thinks that that's Who thinks that that's Ian?
Well,
doing
you know,
that?
Dave Cafe mentioned
it
that
looks like
the guy's
it looks
a lot
like it's Ian.
The guy's a lot thinner that did that had the gloves than the guy at the that was in the first scene.
Oh, really?
You know?
Oh.
Yeah, she says.
Yeah.
She says, "Oh, this is a con." Did you notice that, Rose?
Yeah, it's changed for some reason. The glove at the beginning looked like a female small hand. Even the arm looked skinny at the beginning when Stefano was first shot. Now that I mean, they even showed the front of the gloved person. So I have to go with Ian myself just from what they've just shown.
Just for what they showed, yeah, it looked
but,
like
you know,
Ian.
Why would Ian be the one to actually do it? He could hire someone to go do that, you know? So it may very well be Ian that's behind it, but I don't see him being the one to actually do the dirty
work. It has to be Ian
there.
Because they fired him and he's off the show. So we've got to make it Ian.
Well, you know,
the plot, you know, you got to make it
fit. Did you guys notice how the mask that's on that guy is the same style mask that's on? And I wonder if the Dave's
same one Andrew's wearing.
What's the word? Yeah, the props department got like a 2-for-1 deal, or if they had to share the mask. Ew. Hope they washed it in between if they did. But if you notice, like they showed the back of the mask guy, and it's like the same exact mask, full head mask, as the one that from the back, the one that Looney Andy is wearing or is using.
Mm-hmm.
So I just thought that was kind of funny. That's kind of like the black cape that both Lexi and Anna use. I mean, we know that they have limited budget and all, but I just thought that was kind of gross. I was like, okay, I know this is a minor detail, but it's kind of gross that, like, they're using the same mask. I hope they got a 2-for-1 and not, you know.
And have you noticed all the gray that DJ?
What?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, not only are they reusing the same mask, but Melanie is using the same bracelet that Sammy was given by Lucas.
Oh, my goodness.
I wonder if I
Denise
chance
noticed that.
I wonder if I chance if that bracelet's featured on Faith, Hope, Miracles by any chance.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, the bracelet that Lucas gave Sammy, saying that it was Alice's and that she wanted Sammy to have it. Melanie's wearing it in all those scenes where she's trying to break out of Andrew's place.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Well,
what did you think, Rose, of the the Jammy and Lucas stuff?
I'm enjoying it. I can't be impartial. I'm really enjoying it a lot.
Me too.
And I'm hearing that you know, of course I was right there when the EGME everybody went crazy over the almost kiss, and I'll tell you, even I did. It was sad because it was right at the beginning of the show, and my best friend Cindy, She's like, oh my gosh, I just turned it on and there it was, and if I'd blinked, I would have missed it. I'm really enjoying all that stuff definitely looking forward to the EJ and Lucas scenes coming up.
They were an
interesting pairing too, kind of like EJ and Will. Back in the day, it was EJ and Lucas. You know, they had that kind of certain kind of chemistry that everybody was teasing about. Yeah, oh, they make a good couple. Yeah.
Yeah. Remember, was it Ejukis?
Ejukis, yes. Yeah. When he gave him mouth-to-mouth
in
the sauna.
He had to do the mouth-to-mouth in the sauna.
Yes, in the sauna, yeah.
Yeah, they do have that sort of funny, like, witty repartee, you know.
They do.
Almost,
yeah.
Yeah, it's cute. But, I mean, really, I mean, I love Lucas. And I like Lumi for some reasons, and I like Ijami for some reason. So I'm enjoying all of it, you know, really. But it is funny how, you know, it's funny how quickly Lucas can start to annoy me, though, with the petulance and the, you know, the almost like the little dog trying to nip at the heels of the big dog, you know. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying from a physical standpoint, nothing against either actor or anything like that, because I love both of them. I truly do. But it is funny.
It's so
obvious.
It's
kind of funny, like he's like so over the top with it, and you know, EJ's just like, right, you think
I'm
going to
beat you up, you know, you better watch out.
Yeah.
So, yeah, really, Luke?
Yeah, really? So that's been fun. I've enjoyed that. I'm really missing Kate being in on these scenes. I'm really missing that Kate and Sammy aren't having any scenes lately, because that's really annoying me, that they're not even showing Countess Debbie or, you know, Titan very much. Well, Titan they're showing with Kate and Ian some, but so that's annoying me. They had some scenes on Monday. Monday was the only, again, we're back to one day a week with Kate. Monday, she had some scenes with Ian, and basically what we got out of it was she had an envelope delivered to the office that turned out to be, we find out later, it has to do with Stefano's estate, but Ian sees it, but she doesn't want to show it to him, so she locks it away, and he's, of course, curious, wants to see what it is. And we all know that he's angling for something having to do with Demir Enterprises, so I don't know if he's curious if that's what it's about or what, but she's kind of keeping it from him for now. And then the other thing that was revealed is he had the poison powder. And correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't the poison powder put in one of those big, huge, like, protein powder jugs that Brady was using originally? And now it's poison powder packets. I don't know. I don't know how that happened. Continuity once again. But anyway, he had some, and Kate was like, oh, I can go make some. And she mixes it up, and he's like, no. You know, he goes and kisses her, accidentally, quote-unquote, spills some of it. And then she's late to a meeting, so she takes off. So, you know, so basically she almost drank the poison powder. And, of course, it was really silly that she was even going to drink this protein drink, you know. So it was, I don't know if she was doing that to test him to see, you know, because we know she's on to him. You know, she's been, like, saying she thought he was poisoning Brady and everything. But I don't think he's admitted to it.
Someone needs to figure it out, you know, since Brady hasn't figured it out yet. Yeah, someone needs to.
And then they did kiss. So Ian did kiss her to distract her from, you know, the drink. And then, so that's all we really got of Kate and Ian. And then that's pretty much it. She came back from her meeting, or when she was leaving for a meeting or something, he said something like, I want to take you out on the town tonight or something. She's like, oh, I like that or whatever. And that was about it. We never saw them go out on the town. But they are on, I think they're on Monday and Thursday this coming week. So, I don't know. I'm always, you can tell my mood changes with the level of Kate that's on. If there's no Kate, I'm not a real happy fan. But anyway, what'd you guys think of that?
I'm not happy that Kate isn't having a lot of scenes. I'm really not. She could be right there front and center with a lot of these storylines.
Yeah, exactly.
I think they should use Kate more. And I was just going to ask you, Anna, what you thought, like, with Lucas coming and worrying about Will, he goes to Marlena. Why doesn't he go to his mother, who is also Kate's grandmother? Yeah, I know he went probably because Marlena's been working with him and knew all the stuff. But, of course, they never even let Kate get in on that part of it, you know, with the gay reveal and everything. But, this is Lucas, and he goes to his mother-in-law, well, ex-mother-in-law or whatever, instead of his mother, who is also Will's grandmother. Yeah.
See,
they could be using her there.
I know some people liked it, but that annoyed me. I mean, but that's a good point. I hadn't even thought about it from that angle. It just annoyed me that Lucas and John and Marlena were even in scenes together, because honestly, I mean, I like seeing Lucas on screen, but I don't really care about John and Marlena that much. But
I like the way they're using Lucas. with Sammy and EJ and all that, you know.
I think it was awkward, but that's a good point because I hadn't even really thought of it from that standpoint. But you're right. Why didn't he go to Kate? That's a good point.
Yeah. Oh, and another thing with that whole, all of a sudden now, John is a De Niro. Where did that come from?
I know. Isn't that interesting?
Wow. But now, because he even kind of said, he said, well, I know you don't all want to admit it, but we all know I am a De Niro. And so now I want to take, now he wants to take control of the Enterprise, De Niro. And now all of a sudden, the De Niros have a board of directors. And was there ever a board of directors at De Niros? Not that,
that
I ever knew.
That was a shock.
Board
of directors was a shocker. But John, I'm glad they recognized it finally.
I wish they always would have. They totally, the other writers, I don't know where we are in the writing. If this is the new writers, they completely...
Well, this is still the old writers, but it's funny how that just suddenly came out. It's almost as if NBC is trying to pull that part out. Maybe they made the new writers talk about it. I don't know. Because, you know, honestly, I mean, the old writers. Because, I mean, like, Marlene did try to use character history more than, really, like, more than Tomlin did before that, I think. But I was frustrated. I mean, here they bring John and Marlena back, and that could have been such a great aspect to the story. If they honestly, they're not my favorites. I really, you know, especially Marlena. I no longer really am a fan of Marlena, the character. But you know, I mean, new John when he came back to life, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. He was so good and so snarky and everything, and I really wish they had brought a part of that back.
Yeah, when he was the De Niro. Yeah.
Yes, because
he embraced his
De Niro
side.
Yes.
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 That's what they need to get him back to. Because I kind of think Will's kind of embracing a De Niro side now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's another point. He filed the, he's blackmailing EJ now.
Oh, I love that.
It's been a game of cat and mouse between Will and EJ in my eyes. Who can be the cat and who can be the mouse? It just keeps switching back and forth. It's kind of neat. I'm really enjoying watching them interact.
Yes, me too. And they do have a really interesting chemistry on set. I mean, I'm not one to be like, oh yeah, they need to date, you know. But I mean, but they do have a really interesting chemistry. You can tell the actors enjoy working with each other. I've noticed some people expressing some irritation with Will lately that he's getting a little too smug, and you know, I can kind of see that. I mean, he's smirking a little bit too much, just getting a little cocky.
Yeah,
but maybe that's all part of it.
EJ's going to bring him down. He's going to get knocked down a peg now again somehow.
Yeah, something's going to happen, and he's going to get knocked down. Yeah. But you think, Rose, I mean, like, what is your thought on that one? I mean, I don't know. As far as Will.
Yeah, EJ has a land for, I don't know what it is, but.
What's that?
In the chat room, they're talking about how Will could be embracing his rabbit side as well because Kate's no saint himself.
Oh, good point, chat room. Woo! Exactly.
Yeah, his mom. His grandma, you mean?
Yeah,
okay.
I like that.
Maybe
like
he
that.
Really is a De Niro somehow. Going back to the old Lucas being a De Niro instead of a Horton.
Oh,
that
I
was
know.
Always,
that was,
we always wished that.
Yeah, I remember way back
with
when
Kate and Tony, or Kate and Andre, either one.
No. Yeah, I remember when they first brought Lucas back this time, there was that rumor going around. I guess there was an interview out there. I read it. I guess, you know, he always wanted to be at De Niro, so I don't know. It was a rumor.
Yeah.
Way back. Obviously, it's not going to happen, but it was way back rumor.
Mm-hmm. It would be nice if they stirred it up like that, but it seems like they're almost trying to get rid of the mirrors for a while here, so I don't know.
Yep, they're bringing but they're bringing another one back. Technically, she's not really one as far as I'm concerned.
One that we really didn't want to see.
That's not the one we wanted to see in dual roles. I'm sorry. The wrong one.
Am I the only one that's looking forward to Susan and Kristen?
Yeah.
Oh, you're
a
Kristen fan. Oh, no. Oh.
But I'm actually looking forward to seeing Susan and Kristen come back. I mean, just at least just Susan, you know, because it's going to be a big part. I would imagine
Did you like Kristen? Did you like the character Kristen or Susan or all of them? Or do you like the actress?
I like the actress a lot. I like Eileen Davidson a lot. She's really good at being able to play so many multiple different parts and make them each individual characters. And she definitely had a lot of storyline behind her during the John and Marlena. And it was interesting. There was interesting stuff going on with her and Susan fighting with each other. And of course, you know, with Susan coming back, hopefully that means that we'll finally get to the end of this whole, there's a key that opens a safe deposit box where there's an egg that has a coin in it that has a, you know, and we'll finally
figure out
what's going on.
Will they even go there again?
Huh?
Yeah, that's true. I forgot all about that.
Because Susan would be with Mom, so finally she'll be coming back and she can reveal all and we can be done with that finally.
Yeah,
so,
I mean, I agree. I'd like to get that story resolved and, you know, finalized.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I agree on that. But I cannot even stomach the idea of Susan and EJ in the same scenes and him being her mother. That just makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, there's no way that Susan Banks is EJ's. I don't know why they
He's
still Tony and Anna to me, sorry.
personally what?
Oh, since day one, when they made EJ back in the 90s, which, of course, now he's older, but, you know, when Will was a baby and EJ was born, I always thought that Stefano would never have used Susan's actual egg. I mean, in the scene where he's talking to the doctor that implants EJ, implants the egg, the harvested egg or the fertilized egg, it's actually an embryo that they implant. When they plant Susan Banks with the embryo, the surgeon tells him that he found the perfect host body for the embryo they had created. Therefore, from day one back in the 90s, that egg was never Susan's to begin with.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay.
So, if
she
you go back
the
and look at the
mother.
Scene, and, yeah, she was just the host. She was just the carrier.
Oh, okay. So I wonder who the mother is.
So now who's the mother? And it better go back that whole thing of being in Hope and John. I sure hope they still don't ever go there.
Oh,
I hope
Lord,
they just forget
John.
About that.
It can't be John's baby, especially now they're talking about John being a Demira. It can't be John because he's a Brady. John's a Brady and a Demira, and you can't have any of that. It wouldn't work.
Might
work.
With Sammy.
His grandfather is John's mother's brother.
Oh, I'm like I'm lost.
That won't work. John can't be the father. It's going to have to be Stefanos or Andre, maybe as a black glove, switched the sperm when they were fertilizing the egg.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh.
So who's the mother?
It has to be. But I definitely remember the scene at the beginning back in the 90s. I was glued to the TV set then, and I remember that storyline really well. And I remember that the donor she was just a host, and that the eggs were harvested somewhere.
Okay, I never knew that because I wasn't watching during the 90s, so I never knew that.
Yeah, I was watching, but that's one thing I wanted to forget. I don't know.
Well, it was a big part of the Chris and Susan storyline. And like I said, I guess I'm the only one here who really likes it.
No, I never
saw there's Kristen fans out there, believe there is, but I'm just not
one
of them.
Between us right now.
Yeah.
No, I mean, nothing against the actress or anything. I just am not. And I kind of feel like, you know, she's coming back as this evil Demira woman. Well, we already have the Dark King and Queen of Salem, Kate and Stefano, and I think the story would have been a lot better if Kate had somehow finagled her way to be in charge of Stefano's estate, and then she and EJ could butt up against each other and anyone else. I mean, I think that would have been a more fun thing to play against.
Or if Ian could have been a Demira.
Yes, yes.
You know?
So they got that route, like they were going to go that route, and then I guess they rewrote it. But,
well, whatever happened to his team? The team that I remember the spoiler showed, that was actually spoiler pictures on the NBC site that showed the king.
And they cut it out.
They cut it out of the actual show. So.
Yep, and it's been downhill ever since. So basically, they must have made a decision that they were going to, right around that time, because that aired April 9th, and the king should have been exposed on that episode, and then it wasn't. So, and they haven't alluded to it since. In fact, he stopped carrying the cane around for the most part, I think, now.
You don't even see it anymore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Phillip's appearing and disappearing leg, you know. Okay, in this scene, you're going to limp because, you don't have a leg. But in the next scene, you're going to have hot, passionate sex with Stephanie. So, yeah, we don't really need to remember that you're a vet and that you lost your leg and, you know.
Oh, in some of the scenes, you can even see both legs out from underneath the sheets.
Yeah, I know. So, yeah, oh, well, I digress. So it's just a bummer with the whole, and I mean, who even cares about, is any raise of hands, anyone who cares about Brady and Madison? We know she's leaving, and unfortunately, they were never compelling enough for me to care. At least, even though we know Ian's leaving, we love Ian, and we love, you know, watching him and, you know, him and Lauren working together, so I still enjoy their scenes, even though I know he's leaving. But for me, Brady and Madison is just a waste of space because I love Brady, but Madison anywhere in the picture does not do anything for me. So I just, you know.
Yeah, we got to get him back with Nicole and away from Daniel.
Is vile.
Speaking of it, that's disgusting.
Nasty, nastiest couple they've had in a long time, Nicole and Daniel. Oh, my gosh.
I don't see any
cat.
I mean, they're just,
You know,
it's just
sex.
That's all it is with them two.
Yeah, I keep meaning to tweet that Daniel waits to swoop in until the second trimester when the hormones are raging, you know. It's like, ugh. You know, it's just, here she's in a high-risk pregnancy, and not only is he trying to do it every chance he gets with her, but he's, like, playing basketball. I mean, even though it was fake basketball, but still, he's doing all this stuff, and I'm just like, this is not.
Yeah.
And, is that Peacock?
Yes. Sorry.
The Peacocks are representing from New Mexico. Nicole. I call him Nicole.
Nicole.
What do you guys?
Yeah.
Any redeeming qualities?
I just don't like
the fact. Yeah, if it weren't for the fact that she's a high risk pregnancy and he's her doctor, they're not that bad together. I mean, they seem to have chemistry, but I don't like the fact that I think maybe Nicole might be back to being a scheming Nicole and maybe up to something.
I hope she is, quite honestly, because
who does she want? Make up her mind. It's another one. Rafe, Daniel, EJ, Brady.
She's got four of them.
Come on.
Rafe and Nicole were kind of interesting to me. You know, and that's saying something.
I thought so, too.
Rafe's never interesting.
That's the only time he was, a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the only time I think Rafe was interesting, because now he is just smug and disgusting. I can't stand him.
Yeah.
He's worse than he's ever been lately.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, Rafe?
Rafe, yes.
I mean, do you ever get the feeling it's like the Three Stooges with Spencer, Rafe, and Roman?
Roman. Oh, they are so. Yeah, and EJ's calling them on everything. They're so stupid. When they find out that it wasn't EJ, like Roman. So they're so determined to pin this on EJ because of their prejudice against the Demiras.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Somebody on Twitter mentioned that Roman, you know, he keeps talking over and over and over again. We've heard Roman, I don't know, this last week alone, I think I counted at least four or five times. that he has to stay out of this investigation because it's too close to the family. But there he is telling Rafe everything to do.
And he's
leading the charge
for the review of the.
Given orders. Yeah, and he was supposed to be.
I mean,
Rafe
he's the one leading the charge into EJ's apartment. You know, it's like, hello.
Mm-hmm.
Two out of these three people have absolute vendettas against EJ. Have absolutely everything, every vested interest in seeing him go to jail for life, and they're the ones
who are on site,
you know, doing the search.
And he puts EJ Rafe in charge? Well, Rafe has a vendetta.
Rafe is in charge,
Rafe has the most against.
Rafe kept him locked up in a basement for however many months. I mean,
EJ did. Plus the history with EJ and Sammy, his wife.
I mean, I know they can't.
It's personal
and it's stupid. But, like, don't insult our intelligence any more than normal.
Right.
I mean, you know, it's like, have another reason for why, you know. Okay, you know, Roman's got the plague, so he can't do it.
We have to pimp Rafe, plain and simple. Rafe, we just, you know, we have to make you the hero again.
Gag me.
Why?
Gag.
Yeah.
So,
and then, you know, how many people could they add to this? I mean, you know, they haven't even really looked at any of the other suspects besides Will and
EJ. Yeah, how about even Morley
and
John?
They haven't even looked at him. And I was even surprised at the Will when he was being released from custody. You know, he suddenly has his alibi. Somebody comes in out of the blue, and they had him released in a matter of seconds. I don't understand how that works, because shouldn't they have verified his alibi and gone down there and talked to people at the, you know, before they released him to make sure his alibi stood? I mean, I wasn't even sure he was actually there that night when they, by, you know.
Well, this is Salem.
And there's so many more people that could be added to that suspect list that haven't been yet. And yet, you know, they're just going off of the people who had the fingerprints and the gun. They're not investigating anything else at this point. So, and really, they've narrowed it down to EJ.
Oh, it just has to be EJ, because he's just...
It has to be EJ.
He's
a Demira. He's bad.
He's a Demira. He's bad,
So...
Well, let's see. And then there... Okay, the whole Chad, Melanie... Gabby, Abby, Andy,
Rosary,
and Susan.
Yeah, you said Chad. I was gonna. That reminded me that I was kind of taken aback. I was talking to Diggy on Twitter about it. She told me I was giving the writers too much credit again. But they did this whole thing with John being all. In the spoiler, John finds out that on Monday's episode when they were doing the day ahead on Twitter. I don't know. Are we allowed to talk about that?
Yeah, you can talk.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Anyway, I guess on the day ahead, John finds out that EJ is not Stefano's son, and so he suddenly thinks that he can take over all Demira Enterprises. And I don't understand, because there's still a son there. I mean, Chad has DNA proof. He is Stefano's son. So it's not like EJ was the only son.
Yep.
Right, yeah. But I think it's because Chad just never, they're going to just say, because Chad never wanted anything to do with it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, yeah
I don't know. But it seems like Chad's kind of come back into the family now, though. With Lexi dying,
but
it seems like.
Yeah, but the inheritance would be Chad's if EJ is going to be written out of it. And honestly, in all reality, Kate still owns everything because she's still married to Stefano.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, you know, I could care less. I mean, I don't know. Friday's episode is basically, I guess it was kind of cute, but I fast-forwarded through most of it. Chad and Melanie.
Oh, the dream sequence.
Flash, you know, the flashbacks or the sequence, you know, dream sequence, whatever it is.
I mean, they were kind of cute, but I fast-forwarded through most of it. But I guess it's just hard when you know that she's leaving and you know that it's like it's hard to invest too much in it, I guess. And the whole Andy, you know, Gabby and Andrew thing. So I guess he's some, you know, guy from a mental health institution or something. I guess he turns out to be really, truly loony. But I don't know. I'm just finding it difficult to really care about the story.
Yeah, no, I don't really care about those four or
my
whatever.
My favorite part was this, on Thursdays, I think it was, Abigail and Cameron.
Cameron.
I do think they're cute. I like them a lot.
They're cute. Yeah, I like them.
I really like them.
I like Cameron. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they found the right pairing for her, you know, the right couple there, finally.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Finally.
Yeah.
I hope they don't screw it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess at some point, Rose, I think we talked about it on your show with Skylar. At some point, we'll be finding out why his specialty
is. What kind of doctor he is.
What kind of doctor he is. We'll be finding out what kind of specialty he has at some point, but he can't reveal it at this time. So
Yeah.
To the story.
Seems to be a big secret at the moment, and he can't reveal it yet. It was when he came on the other show, on my show, he was asked that question. Can you tell us what kind of doctor you are? And he's like, no, I can't tell you yet. So that should be coming up soon.
Yeah,
I would assume.
Yeah, so that's
kind of have something to do with the storyline, or you would have been able to say, well, I'm, you know, just a general practitioner, or I'm this or I'm that. So.
Hey, I just noticed on Twitter that Sarah said her battery is dying. I don't know if she's still on the line. If we might want to bring her on for a second if she's on. If she's still on.
I think this is her name. You said Sarah?
Sarah, huh?
Okay, let me see if this is her. Go ahead, hello? Sarah?
Oh. If she's not.
Oh, she dropped.
Oh, okay.
Just as
I'll let her know on Twitter. You tried to put her up.
So I just tried, yeah. Sorry, Sarah.
There's no other callers?
Yeah, there's one more.
Well, I just happened to see that.
Too. I don't know. It might have been Blog Talk dropping everybody.
That's true, because Blog Talk is like that.
Yeah,
I just happened to notice that she just tweeted, uh-oh, my battery. And so I was like, oh, no. So anyway, but we'll mention, in case she doesn't
call back.
In case she doesn't, I told her I would pimp magic. I don't think we saw any magic this week, did we?
Mm-mm. They're away somewhere.
Oh, that's right. It was mentioned.
That they were.
You know, I was thinking Dan has been so busy screwing Nicole that he doesn't even know his daughter's missing, you know? I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, I guess they're trying to key in on where Melanie's located and whatever, so yada, yada, yada.
Well, and Chad finds the house and sees the bracelet through the window, and Gabby's there, but obviously Melanie and Andrew aren't there. He took her somewhere else.
Right.
I wonder if it's
kind of where it ended.
Yeah, I'm just
no,
saying,
that's
Sammy's
my bracelet.
Really, Sammy's gonna be really pissed when she finds out Alice Horton's bracelet is in Andy's apartment.
As unique as she thought it was.
Yeah, apparently Alice got a deal.
Alice was a busy lady before she passed away.
Considering she was, you know, in bed, like, in, you know, wasting away for quite a long time, she got a lot done. She did emails and wrote
emailing
letters.
And she was texting. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, actually, you know, Melanie could be wearing the bracelet. You know, it could be a fact that Maggie and, I mean, just, you know, to write something in there in history to give an explanation for why there's two of the exact same bracelets. And perhaps Maggie gave Melanie a bracelet that Alex was giving her.
That's true.
So maybe,
good point.
Maybe all the women got the same bracelet at one point, one Christmas. And,
oh, that's actually
and,
a good point.
Well,
Chad gave
Melanie the bracelet.
And,
that's true.
Well, yeah, I think you're right. Oh, well.
Yeah.
That was a good deal.
That would have been a good one, though. That would have been
unless
way better.
Unless Maggie gave it to
bracelet.
Chad to give her, but he didn't say anything when he gave it to her.
Maybe. Well, to be continued. We'll see.
To be continued. But, I can't wait for the interaction. Honestly, I know that the magic, we were going to make sure we talked about magic. One of the big things that I hope to see coming up is a huge interaction between Daniel and Nicole and Victor and Maggie, because Maggie is going to stand by her son, you would expect. With whoever he loves. He doesn't care who it is. She doesn't care who Nicole is. But at the same time, this is Victor's godson. And, Nicole tried to kill Victor at one point in time. So why does he want his godson with Nicole? So they're going to be, fighting amongst, I hope. I don't know, but hopefully there'll be a lot of magic interaction there with Maggie standing up for Daniel's choices and Victor saying that it's just stupid, the way Victor only can. The way only Victor can.
Yeah. Well, that
Victor
would be nice. For sometimes we have high hopes and they don't deliver.
It's never what the fans want. They never give us what we want, hardly ever. But once in a while maybe, but not too often lately.
Well, I'm just hoping anyway.
Yeah,
I'm just hoping. It's just a pipe dream right now.
Yeah, I'm always hoping.
But I did like Cameron and Abby. I'm really, they've grown on me a lot. I'm really kind of tired of Gabby.
Oh God.
Gabby,
she's got herself in way over her head and, all for a guy that she dated at one point in time. And, I don't remember how that ended, but I think she told Chad where to go because he was still seeing Mia. So why does she suddenly want him back so bad in the first place?
I'm just
tired of that. Yeah, I'm tired of that storyline for sure. I'm definitely tired of who's EJ's daddy. I want to know what a vet means already. That coin. I'm really looking forward to seeing the scenes of Lucas and EJ. Just kind of rambling here through all the different things I'm thinking of.
Yeah,
no,
I think what else happened this week, but I think we've covered most of it.
Bo and Hope are leading the search for Melanie, which means she'll never be found again, ever. I have to give Hope kudos. At least she checked in the storage. And found Melanie's suitcase and passport. So gotta give her props for that.
Okay, but I
know what you got. We didn't talk about the foot massage with John and Marlena. How did you like that?
Oh, there was a foot massage with Daniel and Nicole.
No. We still have any strawberries and whipped cream.
No, there was no strawberries and whipped cream. No,
I didn't see that.
It was okay.
You missed that.
Share that, because I didn't see that part.
Well, I like my line of socks. I really like those gray socks. Gray dress socks, those are really nice. I like those socks.
You liked what?
Her socks that she was wearing.
Her socks. Oh, yes, yes. He pulled her socks off, and we started massaging her feet. And Yeah. And then it was like the kissing, it was just a little John and Marlena moment.
I had a question for you two, though. I somehow seem to have missed something. I don't know where or when, but somewhere I missed how Bo and Hart, being suspects in Stefano's shooting, they had to turn over their badges and their guns. How did they end up back on the police force?
That would be because there's no continuity people on the show.
How did they? Yes. How did they?
I don't know. Good question. Were they considered not because they didn't have gunpowder or gun residue or something? I don't know. I might have been cleared.
Yeah, they're suspects because they still have them up on the board in
the
room.
On the board.
Yes, but they're still
on the board. That's been cleared as well.
Yeah, they should not be on the police force if they're still suspects.
Yeah, it's just so stupid. I mean, I love seeing Bo and Hope, but it's so stupid when they're, you know.
Yeah, and they've never, unless they're cleared, because, well, obviously in the minds of the police department, because they're so incompetent, I mean, they're just stuck on EJ.
Well,
unfortunately,
that's
how a lot of the police departments are. They stick on one person, and they disregard a lot of other things. I mean, you hear that happening all the time.
I just happened to notice that, you know, I remember that it was a big scene that they had to turn in their gun and their badges, and then when they're doing the whole memory stuff, finally they've got them back again. So I somehow I missed something.
I didn't see
them ever get it back, and they're still on the suspect list. So I don't know how that. I don't know how that.
Well, they're not even dealing with any of the other suspects now. Not even.
No.
Yeah. That's writing.
Yeah,
somewhere
in the
bad writing. More bad writing. I thought they won the Emmy, but.
Yeah, someone in the chat room is wondering why.
Not for that part.
About everybody in the police force are suspects, including Roman. They're not on the board, though. Roman's not on the board. He should be, but he's not.
None of that. All that defies logic, let's put it that way. Let's see. Who else are we missing here? Carrie and Austin and Ray, blah, blah, blah.
Snooze fest, because all three of them are snooze fest to me.
Yeah.
At this point.
Unless there's a dagger involved, I'm not worried about Carrie and Ray and Austin anymore.
Yeah.
What?
No. They might, you know.
Yeah.
All three of them. Well, two of them are. I guess. Obviously, Carrie and Austin are just gonna. We're gonna just think that they're supposed to be happy now, and leaving. What it's gonna be, I guess.
I don't think they're
gonna go find their
happy.
House
think,
and leave.
I think they will end happy. Yeah. I read that if I remember correctly, in what I was reading, Carrie is going to be racing home to Marlena to confess her love for Rafe, and what should she do again, only to stop midstream before she even gets there and turn around and turn back to Austin and tell him, let's go to, if we want to make this work, we need to move to Switzerland and be by
get away from Rafe. Yeah, get away from Salem. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there'll be a scene with Austin and Kate. Yay, Kate! And then they're gone, I guess. So it's pretty,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's just what I read. I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds like. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a shame. It's just blah at this point. I mean, I have to admit, they really had me into the story when it was Looney Abbey and Carrie and Austin. I mean, I was never a real big fan of Carrie and Austin because I didn't watch during the period of time that they were really popular and everything, but I have to admit, they turned a sucky story premise into a pretty good story. I mean, Kate Hansen did a great job with that, and, I mean, Patrick Muldoon did a great job. I mean, they all did. So they really – and then they wrapped it up almost too soon, and then, like, all of a sudden everything is neat and tidy, and we move on to the next story. But I'm glad for Abby's sake. I mean,
and then they made Gabby crazy, which is kind of like the same storyline. Again, you know what I mean? It's
not as convincing nor as compelling as the other.
No.
At least with the other, they kept putting him in awkward situations where Austin was like squirming constantly and everything, and that was hilarious.
Right.
I mean, I really was entertained.
Yeah, right.
And so, you know, that part was really fun because Carrie knew nothing. She had no idea that any of this could have gone on, and you know. So there were all these angles that they were playing off of, and then even with Marlena and Sammy and Carrie and Will and, you know, the whole lead up to the reveal with Will, I mean, all that was pretty good, you know. But then it's like now it's like I guess maybe they had already fired about this by about this time, I think, is when they fired the writers 3 months ago. And so it was kind of like they must have, you know, everything must have just fallen to crap. You know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I really don't know. I mean, the material we're seeing now, I guess, till the end of July or till the Olympics is still the old writers' material. But who knows?
I think
it's
the cliffhanger
like
is actually the new. I think the cliffhanger is White Cell and
Well, maybe they rewrote. And I think they've probably cut out some scenes, so they might have actually expedited that a little bit so that the cliffhanger, right, maybe they – originally the cliffhanger was the old writers, but maybe they – have come in because they're changing course on some of the directions the old writers are going to. So maybe they are the ones writing the new cliffhanger. I don't know. I just hope it's good enough to bring fans back after the Olympics, because I'm really worried that people just aren't going to tune in afterwards. I mean,
well,
I hope.
Jude made mention on Twitter that she's got promo videos going out every day.
Oh, good.
So
during the Olympics, that's a good idea to have promos. You know, stay tuned after the Olympics.
And that, you know, I'm really happy about that.
Have to keep doing
that. I'm glad because I love Hey Jude. It's Hey Jude 14 on Twitter. She's really sweet, and I'm glad because it sounds like she's keeping really busy, even though, you know, they had let her go or whatever for budget reasons and all. It sounds like they bring her back for special projects and all. So it's great because I'm glad you brought that up, because that sounds like NBC's really, I mean, we could actually draw some new people or even some people that have fallen
off
before.
Yes, new people watching the Olympics. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, if they're home watching the Olympics or they're watching the coverage or whatever,
they might
capture some people. So that's good. I'm glad they're doing that. I'm glad they're making that investment because, I mean, if you have the whole world watching or the whole country at least watching for, you know, two or three weeks, you might as well make the most of it. Well, you know, if it's your network, you might as well make the most of it. So.
Yeah, and everybody's going to be watching the Olympics. I don't know how far NBC reaches, but I mean, wouldn't it be a lot of different countries even?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know how they'll view it, though, if they would view it on NBC or how that works or if they view it online. Or I'm not really sure how the international audiences will view it. But one thing, and this is kind of off topic, but still on topic, but kind of not a great segue, but I don't know how many in your guys' markets, if they're having this, but I'm wondering what the effect of this Time Warner battle is having with GH's ratings, because at least in my market and several others around the country, Time Warner temporarily is not carrying ABC stations. So, I have Time Warner Cable, and I have some Hallmark movie channel instead of my local ABC News, you know, channel or local ABC affiliate, because the ABC affiliate doesn't feel like they're getting paid enough by Time Warner for their view, shows.
Right now it's
a complete blackout. So if GH is losing live viewers or even DVR viewers on ABC as opposed to SoapNet or anything else or online in several big markets across the country, I'm thinking it might really hurt their ratings.
Well, currently the ratings that came out today for total viewers days went up by 80,000, while General Hospital went down by 35,000. Bold and the Beautiful went down like 223,000.
Oh, wow.
And Young and the Restless went down by 38,000.
So do you think Jay's went up because of the jammy this week?
Possibly. I wouldn't put it past it. They've had some good stuff going on, not just with E-Jammy, but other stuff too. They've had some great stuff going on. But just in the total viewers section alone, Dave was the only one to actually make an increase over last week. And only Dave and Bold and the Beautiful made an increase over last year at this time.
Wow.
Last year at this time, the increase for days is 139,000.
Wow.
So I thought
that
looked pretty good for days.
Yes, that's great for days.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't look so great when you look at the other categories, but total viewers looks good.
Yeah. They didn't have a lot of problem in the key demos, that's for sure.
Yeah, and the ABC blackout isn't the only blackout at the moment. When I was looking it up, there's also Nickelodeon Viacom.
Viacom.
Yeah, they've blacked out on DirecTV or I don't remember. Dish Network blacked out AMC. And I think DirecTV is the one with the Viacom issue. And then there's another one coming up with NBC, which is a bummer because they've got the Olympics coming up. I'd have to pull up all those news articles again, but just this last week I was looking at the news articles, and there's four of them currently in dispute. And those are the four, AMC, NBC, ABC, and Viacom, all the Nickelodeon channels.
But I mean, does that affect any? You said AMC and some of those other channels. I mean, does that affect like any of the soaps? Is it affiliated with any of the
main? I don't know. What you know, there's not the four soaps. No, AMC would be Walking
movies
Walking
or,
Dead,
yeah.
Being Human.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you know, like. I'm thinking, too, like, I know one thing that's kind of been big here is that, like, I mean, I've heard over the years, you know, you'll get that notice scrolling on your TV that says, you know, so-and-so is in a dispute. So if you have this, you know, and it goes off after midnight, that's why, you know. But
yeah,
it never seems to happen.
Almost,
but it never seems to happen. They always seem to make, you know, in my experience in the markets I've been in, they've managed to pull it out at the last minute. But this is the first time I've ever personally seen it where a major network did not agree, you know, the affiliate, local affiliate did not agree to terms with the cable, you know, people. And, you know, that's the first time I've experienced that where they really, like, actually went through with it. Because, I mean, I'm kind of pissed because The Bachelorette's coming up. And I'm not going to see if they don't make the agreement by Monday. So,
and
I mean, I can see it on.
Dancing with the Stars is on ABC, too.
What?
Dancing with the Stars is on ABC, too.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But they're not on right now, though. So, I mean, I'm sure they'll probably agree to it eventually. But I don't know. Marianne, are they having any of those issues in your market right now? Marianne?
What's that? What? I have no idea.
Oh.
I have no idea. I don't know anything of that end of
you
anything.
Know if you're,
like markets, I have no idea.
No, I'm talking about like if you're, any of your local affiliates aren't airing right now. You probably would know that if you're like if NBC or ABC or CBS weren't airing on your cable. Because that's what I'm talking about. You know, yeah. Like my ABC, I don't know if you heard, but my ABC is not on right now. Like they're not.
Oh.
Time Warner's carrying something in its place because ABC is disagreeing with them, or they haven't finalized.
Oh, I don't know. You mean with
so
the
you're
show?
Not, you're not. No,
any
I'm
of
never. It's okay. I was just wondering if in your market.
I don't know. I don't watch a whole lot of. I don't know. No.
Yeah.
I just work
on
certain things, and that's it.
Yeah.
I don't pay that much attention to that end of the business. No.
Yeah. No, it was
I watch my soap, and that's all I care.
Yeah.
You know? And I watch certain TV shows, and that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, I mean, but you'd probably notice if your local stations weren't on. I mean, like, if your ABC, NBC, or CBS weren't on, you might see that. I don't know. But, I mean, I don't watch that much local news or anything, but yeah, I was pretty surprised
So anyway,
it'll be interesting to
see
how it impacts General Hospital because they're trying to hold on for dear life, you know, and it's like kind of like we are. And so, you know, we'll see. But anyway, so I don't know, let's see, is there any, are we missing anything else? I think we covered pretty much everything.
I think we did.
I mean,
I, think we have the one caller back.
Okay.
Let me check on that.
Okay.
Wait. Hello.
Hello. This is Angela.
Hi, Angela.
Oh. Hey.
Angela?
Am I on the air?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Hey there.
Hey there.
Hello? Hey.
We're good, Angela. Oh. Everybody can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry. I just had to put it on mute for a second. No, I thought this is a good discussion. I was thinking about what Anna was saying about the ABC affiliates and
uh-huh.
Time Warner. They had an issue in South Carolina, too, where they had two, they were showing two ABC affiliates at the same time. And then they removed one of them, and there was a big to do and a big issue ever. And then especially then other shows that were not, the affiliate could choose to air versus whatever ABC was airing, and they just missed out on all that completely. So there was an issue, but that happened, I think, in the February March time frame, South Carolina.
I'm sorry, I was having trouble hearing. Did you say it was happening in your market, too?
No, I said in South Carolina in February and March. I'm wondering, ABC had an issue with the Charleston, South Carolina affiliate.
Ah,
Myrtle
okay.
Beach affiliate. I keep hearing like somebody's typing, so I can't really hear very clearly.
I can't hear.
Yeah. I was just listening in. Good show.
Oh, okay. I could hear you there for a second. It was cutting out. I don't know. It's like, I guess it was a mixed bag this week is what we decided. I think everyone's sort of listening.
Yeah, a little bit of everything.
I saw on Twitter again, you know, there was Lumi days versus there was Eat Jammy days. Just everybody got a little bit of action somewhere. there was Keen.
Well,
you know, you
had
Keen.
Daniel and Nicole got a lot of action. Everyone else got a little bit.
Yeah, they did get a lot of action, didn't they?
Oh,
They did. I mean, like I said, if it wasn't for the fact that Nicole was in this high-risk pregnancy, I might have been able to be on board with it. But I just don't see her own personal doctor taking that kind of a risk. What was it, 3 or 4 or 5 times?
In one day?
Yeah, in like one day. And I just have to hope that Nicole has something up her sleeve, and we're bringing her back to her normal character of scheming Nicole. I did feel very sorry for Daniel there when they kept panning back into the mirror while he was laying in the bed.
Yeah.
I felt sorry for him when she opened the door to Rafe, and she just kind of hid and wouldn't let Rafe see who was in there, and Daniel's was kind of, and it kept panning back to Daniel in the mirror, and I felt sorry for Daniel, and he probably shouldn't have come back after that, but I don't know why he did, but he did. I just hope there's some kind of reason behind it.
I'll go around and let everybody say what. Angela, did you have a comment or anything to add to it before we end here? Do you have any observations that you wanted to share?
Me?
No, Angela. Is Angela still on?
I think so. She probably got it on mute. Angela, you still there? Angela?
Okay. Oh, okay. I just wanted to get. I thought I'd go around and see if everybody had anybody had any, you know, any more comments.
Anybody
Mary Ann,
in the chat room
have
anything to have to say?
I can't think of anything. I think we covered it pretty well.
Yeah. And Rose, do you have any last parting shots?
Unless you want me to go out there and get the dog and the peacock barking again, I think I've said just about everything.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else either. And
thank you very much for having me help you. And
oh well, thank you so much for helping.
Yes, thanks. Thanks for helping.
If you couldn't have been here, we wouldn't have had a show. So we really appreciate you being a trooper and helping us out with this and lovely blog talk.
Somebody is asking in the chat room to Anna, is there any more interviews coming up besides Matt?
Matt's the only one that I know of right now. Now, we have, Rose, you have one on Tuesday,
I have
right?
one on Tuesday. Yeah, I have one on Tuesday with Ian. And then have one on the 25th.
Yes, with?
Darren Brooks.
Finally. She wanted Darren Brooks for months.
I guess so. I got to get my shout out there. Yes. Ian Buchanan will be on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. And Mary Ann will be on there with me.
Yes, and at what time? 9 p.m.
Yes.
Eastern?
9 p.m. Eastern.
9 p.m.
And that's Rose, O'Dobrier. And then on Wednesday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, so an hour later, 10 p.m. Eastern, Matt Ashford is talking to the Diva Abdul. So we'll be on that, so give us a call.
Yeah.
And then you said the 25th, Rose O'Dobrier has Darren Brooks. So
Darren Brooks,
great.
Now it'll be at 8, a different time for us. So that's an hour earlier than we normally do it. But.
Oh, it's a little bit earlier. That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So his
and then Mary
Ann
will be out on Tuesday with me, with Ian.
Yes, I'll be there.
Mama.
I can't
gonna,
miss this
mama,
one.
Yeah, Mama gonna
no, no,
Mama I'm gonna teach Ian a few lessons. Is that it? Mary Ann, and I know you had your daughter in town and everything, so thanks. I'm glad you're here to join in. And
thank you.
Thank you, Rose, and thanks to our friends in the chat room. And till next time, I guess we'll see you next time. All right.
Okay.
So thanks a lot, guys. Night night.
Thank
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye.